shall not forget the day when I heard my Savior say, come unto me, my child, I'll make you whole. Then I led my dear Savior in. He forgave
tired of hearing all the negative stuff. Yeah. I tell you what, there's a better day of coming. Amen. If we just hold our head up high, amen, and keep our eyes on the clouds, because that's where He's going to come back. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, we keep our eyes on this world so much.
Yeah.
That's why I begin to sink.
Yeah.
Just like old Peter, we begin to fall short. Yeah. Begin to crawl along. Amen. As Christians, we shouldn't be crawling. Amen. We should be standing upright.
Yeah.
Declaring boldly,
yeah,
where our help comes from.
Praise,
oh, that you, but my help comes from the Lord.
Amen.
It don't come from Donald Trump.
Amen.
It don't come from the Congress.
Right.
It don't come from Pelosi. It don't come from nobody else but the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I tell you what, there's a time we got to come out of the shell.
That's right, brother.
Amen. The world's come out of the closet. We need to do the same thing.
Amen.
Come out for Jesus and say, you know what? Wrong is wrong and sin is sin. Amen.
Yeah.
And that's what will lead you straight to hell if you don't,
amen,
get your life turned around.
Amen.
If you don't start standing up and say, I'm a child of God. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm not going to stand for this old devil anymore.
Bless you, Lord. Amen.
Well, that's you, but it burns all over me.
Yep.
Amen. I'm telling you what, when I was a kid, I was shy.
Yeah.
Amen. Still am shy. But there comes a time, Brother Jerry.
That's
you got to pull all that childish away,
yeah,
and become like what you are in Christ. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't get to victory by sitting down on the Lord.
Amen.
There ain't no way it's going to happen.
Amen.
You got to be bold,
yeah,
and say, the Lord is my help.
Amen.
Hey, man, I'm not going to fear death.
Yes.
Hey, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Amen.
Hey, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
yes,
I'll fear no evil, because thy rod and thy staff, hey, they're with,
amen,
me, and they comfort me.
Amen.
Hey, God said in Isaiah 41:10, fear not. Amen. Don't be all sad. Don't be all sorrowful. Because,
yeah,
I'm going to be your help.
Amen.
Amen. I'll hold you by the right hand of my righteousness. You have no reason this morning to be afraid.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
I remember back when 9/11 happened. All the word that was the going thing was terrorism.
Yeah.
Terror this, terror that.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of hearing about that. I don't know about you. Amen, but I'm telling you what, we shouldn't be terrorized as Christians.
Yeah.
We have nothing to fear, amen.
Right,
Jesus said, don't fear the one that can destroy the body, but fear the one that can destroy both the body and the soul in hell.
Amen.
Fear Him. He's got way more power than what's on this world.
Yeah.
He's got way more power than any nuclear bomb that they can drop. He's got way more power than anything this world's ever seen, amen.
Right, brother. Amen.
And He's in charge.
Amen.
The devil's not, yeah, in charge. Don't let him back you into a corner. Hey, man, I feel like some old little chihuahua this morning. Hey, man, the devil's backed up in the corner. You ever get one of them backed in the corner? But they're small as, they're about as small as a flea. But they'll take off after you if you get them back in the corner.
Now.
That's what I feel like this morning.
I think, man.
Nipping at his heels. I tell you, he nips at my heels all the time. I do the same.
Right.
I'm glad to be a child of God this morning. I'm glad to be a Christian. Glad to shout to the rooftops. Amen. Jesus, amen, save my soul.
Amen.
I don't have to worry about the old ways, the law and obeying the things thereof, because Christ put a new law in my heart. And it makes me want to serve Him out of love. Amen.
Yeah.
Out of love. Jerry said this morning, the whole law and the prophets hang on just one thing. That's love.
Yes, that's
right. Amen. If you have a love of God in your heart for this,
amen,
world that's dying, going to sin, going to hell, if you have a love for your neighbor who's died, if you have a love for your loved ones who don't,
yeah,
see the truth, who are just,
amen,
blinded by this,
yeah,
world, amen, you better believe that there must be something right in your heart.
Amen. Yeah.
Oh, don't let the devil make you doubt. Amen. If you've been changed and you know you've been changed and there's something,
amen,
that's real inside and He can't take it away from you.
Amen.
I'm glad to be a child of God this morning.
Amen.
Glad to be born again.
Yeah.
Glad to know the Lord can still use this old vessel,
amen,
for His glory. Amen. If we'll just obey, if we'll just do what He'd have us to do, if we'll just trust Him,
yeah,
everything's,
amen,
going to be all right.
Amen.
Go ahead, Brother Jerry. I'll clear my heart.
Amen.
And you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that somebody had to turn something loose. Praise the Lord. You know, I hear the... When I first started a long time ago, and I didn't understand it then, but the old people that preached and walked and rode a mule, to try to get to the house of God, I hear them say, you know, I'm so tired of putting up with the things of the world, the sins of the world. I'm so tired, I'm ready to go home. And now I understand what they're talking about. Over the many years we've traveled, we can see, well, I'm ready to go home. I'm glad to be a servant of God is able to make me to want to come home. He has everything good for us. And he nothing bad comes from the Lord. And, you know, I'm glad to be called a child of the King. You know, I read in the Bible, you know, and I couldn't settle down on no kind of scripture to read and preach from. And I probably don't intend to preach, but there is a passage of scripture that I like to read in our hearing. And the Bible said in Isaiah, the 37th chapter, verse 8, and the highway shall be theirs, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness, and the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for the wayfaring man, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion or any shall be there, or any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. I'm glad today that he made a way through the blood of Jesus. After the apostles went out of preaching and preparing a way, no clean thing shall pass over the blood of Jesus. And I'm glad for that today. I'm glad to be traveling on the highway of holiness. And it will be holiness if we walk the straight and narrow path. He said to enter in the straight gate. Today, there'll be no unclean thing pass thereon. We won't get to heaven by just any way, but by the way of God. Anybody else want to sing for us? Anybody?